Until we really achieve something, you don't realize it until the day actually comes that you have been happily married for 70 years. And before that, you had a, I don't know, 3 or 4 year courtship. Things were slightly slower to move in those days. But it was just before the Boer War. So, yes, it is an achievement, and we're part of it, you know.
Yes, here we are. I can't believe it's 70 years. I just don't know where the years have gone, but we've been so blessed. And I had a lovely card. Well, we had a card from each other, but I had a lovely card this morning which said, "To my special wife." Well, I want to know how many others he's got.
I've only got the one, I promise. I've kept faithful just to the one.
Could you just tell me a bit more about, how you actually met?
Well, we were at the Church Youth Club. We've been Methodists all our lives, both of us, and church members, and worked in the church. And we, well, Laurie was in the boys' brigade, and I was in the guides as leaders, and we met, and it flourished from there. And he was on the way home. He didn't have to go out of his way to see me home.
That
So
was a good thing.
I'm sorry, but this has been our life. It's been amazing.
Well,
Anyway, we're very, very happy.
it sounds like you are, and it sounds like you always have been, which is wonderful.
Yes, we have. We have. And we've had such lovely times with our children and grandchildren, and now our great grandchildren. It's fantastic. And they're all lovely.
Do you actually remember your wedding day clearly?
Yes, pretty clearly. Yes, my dear husband to be was waiting at the front of the church for me. And I had a very special flat headdress with a train. And the first words he said to me when we met at the front of the church was, "Hello, flathead." And it's been like that ever since.
I thought it was quite romantic.
Oh,